This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Economic Development Office approved $2.5 million in tax credits for businesses that are considering building new facilities in the state. The biggest is for an unnamed manufacturer in the renewable energy sector based in the UK. An engineering company and a space and defense firm were also approved for tax credits. All would have to create enough jobs to earn the credits. Denver's STAR program responded to 7,000 calls in 2023. That's the program's highest response rate yet. STAR sends paramedics and mental health professionals to 911 emergencies for people in nonviolent crises. Staff are trained in medical assessment, crisis intervention, and de-escalation. Advocates say the high call volume means more resources are needed to help more people. A disease that affects cats is found in a mountain lion in Colorado. The positive test is the first in a mountain lion in North America. It's called staggering disease. State wildlife officials euthanized the animal last year after it was captured on video struggling to stand. Colorado State University now confirms the animal carried the virus. Staggering disease typically affects domestic cats. Former Colorado Rockies first baseman Todd Helton will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame Sunday. The five-time All-Star spent his entire 17-year career with the Rockies.
They took care of me when things weren't good. They helped me be a better father, a better husband, and they've always had my back.
Helton joins former Rockies manager Jim Leland in the Hall of Fame class of 2024. It's July 19th, 7:19, and that's the area code for Colorado Springs and parts nearby. And there's a lot of news today from the 719 at CPR.org. This is CPR News, NKRCC.